I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Monsignor Carlo Alberto Capella, a former Vatican diplomat, has been found guilty by a Vatican court of possessing and distributing child pornography. Monsignor Capella has been sentenced to 5 years in prison and fined just over $5,800. The Monsignor, who had been a staff member at the Vatican Nunciature in Washington, will serve out his sentence in a Vatican cell in the Vatican City State. The Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, which conducts investigations separate from the criminal courts, stated they will be making a decision on Monsignor Capella at a later date. Monsignor Capella addressed the court and stated that his mistakes were a, quote, bump in the road in my priestly life, and he apologized for hurting the church with his weakness, adding that he would like to continue to receive, quote, psychological support. Wildfires in Northern California have resulted in evacuations and damaged homes and businesses. The fires broke out over the weekend and, driven by wind, forced thousands in rural areas north of San Francisco to evacuate. While the blazes continue to grow, there have been no reports of any injuries or deaths. The charity organization, the Annunciation House in El Paso, Texas, stated that 32 immigrant parents who were separated from their children after crossing the border had been released into their care, but they are unsure where their children are and when they might be reunited. The group of immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras were released after federal authorities withdrew the criminal charges against them. The confusion over reunification plans stems from the fact that at the border, the children are taken by the Department of Health and Human Services and sent to shelters around the country, while the adults are taken by ICE, which is under the Department of Homeland Security. Harley-Davidson has announced that due to incoming increase in costs from tariffs, the company has decided to move the productions of its motorcycles destined for Europe from the U.S. to factories overseas. On Friday, the European Union instituted tariffs on $3.4 billion worth of American goods as retaliation against the U.S. implementing tariffs on EU steel and aluminum. Trump instituted a tariff that equates to around a 25% tax on EU steel, and since the implementation, the Commerce Department has been bombarded with requests from over 20,000 companies that use imported steel asking for exemptions. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.